Jeremy Garrett. Jeremy's a regular guest on this program, for which we are very happy, as a representative of the infamous String Dusters. They have a brand new album coming out in 2017 on Compass Records, Laws of Gravity. It's a great collection of music. You're going to hear Jeremy talk about it at length. Jeremy's a prolific writer for his own projects and contributes heavily to the infamous String Dusters and that very unique sound that they have, which I know that you will enjoy. The album Laws of Gravity, Jeremy Garrett, we're going to sit and always enjoy visiting with Mr. Garrett, any representative of that band. I just think they just keep doing new, better things, if that's even possible, as I say. I think this may be their best effort, if that's even a concept that makes any sense when you're talking about the infamous String Dusters, because I just don't think there's a limit. Even has an amazing cover photo. Real happy to have back again Unreal Bluegrass. Jeremy Garrett, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic.
Well, it's good to talk to you. Listen, I got the new album, The Infamous String Dusters. It's about to release The Laws of Gravity, and I was so happy to get it the other day. I gave it a good listen. I thought, well, maybe we could hook up and just talk a little bit about it, what the band is doing. The last time we talked was about the RV Sessions 2. Prior to that, we had talked about the Ladies and Gentlemen album, which I love that whole concept of what you did with that. So I get the feeling that Laws of Gravity is yet another position being put out by the infamous String Dusters. Not that you have to do that, but I think you guys have such a unique sound and such a unique approach to things that I think this is just a further step towards such a unique sound and such a easily recognizable sound. I really like this Laws of Gravity. We'll be on Compass, I guess, coming out in a couple weeks or so.
That's right. Yeah, you know, we had a lot of fun with this record. You know, of course, Ladies and Gentlemen was more of a, you know, a deviation from what we normally have been doing as far as our sound and whatnot, even sonically especially, you know, and having all the ladies on board, of course. But it was something that we wanted to do desperately to kind of, you know, go in a different artistic direction for a second. Sometimes you just kind of, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, cleanse the palate or just sort of do something different, you know. We've done a series of records before then that was straight ahead, you know, String Duster stuff mostly, you know, and a progression of sound as we progress as a band. We, you know, we've been together about 10 years now, so we've got a lot more experience under our belt as a band and have a continuity in our sound that's happening now that is more solid than ever before for us. And you know, also just a lot of experience writing songs now and putting things together and not overproducing and, you know, being more naturalists in that way as far as music goes. And this was kind of a focus for us to sort of get back to the straight-ahead duster business, you know, with a twist of course, what we do as the String Dusters, but also an attempt to add a lot more bluegrass, you know, into the sound. And I feel like, personally, I really, you know, I'm so glad that we trusted ourselves to produce this record ourselves, and along with our co-producer, Billy Hume, who's a sound wizard engineer, to sort of capture the vibe that we try to get in a live setting, but in a studio, and that's really hard to do.
You know, but besides the great songs, first of all, the String Dusters have now, when I listen to, and I even hear this live, Jeremy, the only phrase I can think of is a wall of sound, but there's only four of you guys. But everything is filled in. When you're all there together, there's this sound that you keep thinking there must be other people involved in the instrumentation and playing. But I think I don't know how to describe why that happens. I can tell you when I hear it. It's like the old definition of pornography. I don't know what it is, but I know what it is when I see it. But when I hear the String Dusters, at almost some point in every song I'll hear this. Kind of like this very full sound, and I know there's just, you know, three or four guys at a time hitting a certain thing, but you have a very full, complete sound. Not that it's artificial, but you understand what I'm trying to say? There's a full vibe that comes away from this band, I think.
Well, thanks. I mean, you know, we've had a lot of time and a lot of experience, you know, playing with other people throughout our careers. You know, I started playing fiddle when I was 3 years old, so you know, this is something that we're so versed in now and then immersed in, all of us, with different styles and influences and everything, and then have played with a variety of country people to bluegrass stars to whoever, you know, and to end up to where we're at now. And, You know, it's funny that you mentioned the Wall of Sound. I feel like Drew Becker, our sound guy, is you know, a wizard also at helping with our live sound situation. And we look up to the Grateful Dead in many ways for how we conduct our business. And they were the ones that sort of, you know, invented that whole phrase, that whole thing, the Wall of Sound, you know. And, you know, it's interesting when you hear a spectrum of sound when you're listening to a record or when you're hearing a project. Sometimes bands can make the mistake of sort of taking up all the bandwidth in the same area. And we kind of noticed early on it's better if we can utilize our instruments in the way that they should be, where, you know, the different voicings of the things sort of poke out at different spectrums in the overall soundscape, you know, and can come out in you know, your face more presently, but not be harsh and not have to fight for that space.
Oh, I
so
think
it's something we've been kind of conscious about.
Good, because I mean, it makes me feel not ignorant of the fact that I hear this thing all the time, and even on this album too. And I've heard you live a million times, but on the albums too. And I know it's not just studio production. You do fill in around each other. You don't swap each other over. But you just compliment each other. Then when it's time for a solo, then there's a nice, nobody overdoes it. I guess what I'm saying is I think that the infamous String Dusters have really created this unique sound and then gone further and further and perfected it and make it, if it's even possible, to be more recognizable.
Well, thanks. You know, we're just trying to do our part. You know, just trying to make the best music we can make make it fun for us and fun for our audiences and, you know, make it lucrative and all those good things.
Oh, yeah.
It's really awesome when people, you know, kind of congregate to it as a whole, and we can even just be a part of that. You know, the fan base that we have sort of just comes to our events sometimes as their own gathering. And in a way, it almost feels like we're background, you know, and it's just so awesome to be a part of that.
There are so many great songs on here. There's you still have this kind of traveling freedom, which I think every road band, it comes back whether you mean it or not. There are songs that are going to be on an album or on a band that travels. You're going to have songs that aren't necessarily about traveling, but about returning home or being on the road. And there's a lot of that here, I think. Actually, I even heard, I may have even sent you an email, that I heard a G-Run in Hard Life makes a good song.
That's right.
And I thought, well, when was the last time I heard the String Dusters really reach out and hit a G-Run on a guitar? And that's certainly bluegrass. I think there's no question what you're trying to do there.
Yeah, well, if you come to the show, you will hear Andy Falco play about 1,000 G-Runs. I will guarantee you that.
Well, I have, but not so much on the records. Go ahead.
Maybe a little less on the record.
Well, that could be.
I'm definitely one a proponent of the G-Run, so I support the use of that whenever appropriate.
There's so many great tunes on here, and I love this old building. I love that kind of chugging along sound there. I love the 1901 Canyon Odyssey. I think is Matterhorn for the new millennium. I mean, it's not on a mountain, but there's guys in the bottom of a canyon river, and you're not quite sure what's going to happen to them, but, you know, it doesn't sound good for them. But I just think the stories that you guys are putting out on this record, Laws of Gravity, they're neat stories. It's great playing, but there's also Black Elk, you know, the 1901 Canyon Odyssey, Maxwell. There's a lot of neat stories that are coming through, which...
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, you know, in that way. You know, before, in the past, we've kind of limited ourselves on how many story songs, I guess, we had around. And that's probably a good thing, because story songs can kind of get, you know, monkey after a while, or monotonous, or, you know, it's hard to listen to them over and over and over again sometimes. But we found these songs, you know, to be just kind of like fit in with the whole vibe of what we were doing, and the story part was just fit in so naturally. It didn't kind of occur to us that we had story songs. No. You know, they just felt more like just music in that way, you know, and so we just kind of let it be natural.
Well, I mean, and they are, but I like them. I like the story about Black Elk. Seems to me, and I don't want to pull you into a political discussion at all, but in a broader sense, to me, the infamous String Dusters, you have a position. You have a position on certain issues, and I think that you make it known when you want them to be known. But I also think that this I'll say, a natural. I know that you travel around a lot and you enjoy nature, but it seems to me that a lot of these songs have to do with nature and maybe man reacting. And I'm not trying to make this so deep, it's music, but I mean, you know what I'm saying? I think that the infamous String Dusters have this ability to make their positions known about several issues through their music without hitting people over the head with it.
Well, I'm glad you take it that way, you know, and that's kind of how we want to approach it. You know, we definitely have different political views within the band. So, we, you know, not like, you know, way far off spectrum of each other necessarily, well, but just, you know, definitely things that we, you know, like all Americans, we don't always agree on everything.
And Jeremy, I don't mean party politics so much. I mean, a political sense that human beings are what you're in, right? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I do know what you're saying, and, you know, like our environment and that kind of thing, and, you know, I guess it all kind of boils down to just, like, singing about things that you care about, and you know, looking at this job that we do as musicians, I guess the way I think about it is, you know, is it just vanity? Am I just doing this because I want to be some kind of rock star guy or something, or can I do something good with what I do? And so I try to look at it like that, seriously, and I try to write songs that are going to convey a message that maybe I'm feeling or something I'm struggling with that can translate to somebody else, you know, and maybe helps uplift somebody, or something, you know, a song about love or something like that. And, you know, I definitely have my blues and moody songs too, you know, but I just feel like it's an important work that the String Dusters can do in our world to, you know, just shine more light in you know, the places where it can be dark sometimes, and this is our corner of the world, and I just feel like it kind of gives what we do some more importance than just trying to, you know, make great music that people love and trying to make a living for us and our families, you know, and so we definitely kind of take a conscious approach with a lot of care, because we don't necessarily want to, like, you know, push a stance of something down somebody's throat. We just really want to more convey that we should be tolerant and love each other as human beings and all those good, you know, things. So that's kind of where we're coming from, I guess.
You on the inside looking out said it much better than I could on the outside looking in, but that's what I wanted to explore a little bit, and we have. Do you think that you're traveling around, and we've talked about the RV sessions 1 and 2, has that experience of being apart and being out changed the way you approach music you bring to the String Dusters, or the music that you write, just all that time out by yourself?
I think so. You know, I've played more music. It's crazy. I'm 41 years old now, and I've been playing all these years and have had, you know, definite times in my career where I've worked a lot, but I've worked harder these last couple, maybe 2 or 3 years than I ever have in my life, you know, just... And it's not like a labor that I need to do because I need to do it. It's more like a labor of love. Like, I can't somehow seem to get enough. And it just kind of, music seems to pour out of me right now, and I just kind of feel like pursuing it. And I'm satisfied when I'm able to sit and be creative, you know, and come up with these other RV session records. And you know, and also because of my travels, I got to meet a lot of other musicians and a lot of other, you know, stylists and cats across the country, you know, and have broadened what I'm doing now and what I'm going to be able to do. So it's just like turned the heat up even more for me, you know, like I just want to get in there and do, well, you know, even more experiments and try different things. So.
I think I know that about you. And I think that I think the rest of the band, the String Dusters, I think have that. You all bring new stuff. I think from what I see and what I hear, that you're always kind of looking for new things to, not just to say, let's make the String Dusters, but your just own personal curiosity of music and incorporating and playing different things. And then it comes back and coalesces into what we know as the infamous String Dusters. But I do think that's what keeps the band so vital and imaginative, too.
Yeah, well, it feels like, you know, kind of one of our strengths for sure. I mean, everybody, you know, is, in my opinion, virtuosic in what they do. And it's hard to just even hold them down to what they do in the String Dusters, even, you know, as vast as a playing field as that is, and as free creatively as it is. Sometimes you kind of just need to do other things and more to satisfy your own artistic desires.
Yeah.
So that's where the side projects really come out into play, you know. Keeps us happy in our day job, too.
Yeah, sure. On the album, we have... titles to songs Freedom, Gravity, Vertigo. I Run to You immediately talks about gravity again as a force. Again, I keep coming back to this concept, this openness. You're singing about, gravity and a lot of different meanings attached to that word, but there seems to be those issues or those things you guys want to talk about. That I know freedom is a big part of what you do, or you wouldn't be riding around an RV and experiencing what you are. And, gravity, I like the way all these things kind of tie in together. The vertigo, which is part of experiencing that freedom. You might have a little bit of uncertainty and a little bit of vertigo as you go through life, but it's also part and parcel of that freedom that you want to exercise, which you describe so well that you do in your music.
Well, it's interesting, too, for me, how the theme kind of came together. It wasn't really a planned thing, the laws of gravity, but it definitely was the theme that kept reoccurring when we were sort of doing our pre-production and showing each other all the songs that we had written. And so when it was all the songs were collected up, it was like pretty obvious that this was the theme, that the current that was running through the music. And so it kind of just, made itself happen in that way, and that's exciting to be a part of that kind of art, that just is spontaneous and is so natural all at the same time.
It's not a concept album, but it happens to have this concept that kind of runs through it. And I think that's what you're saying is and Laws of Gravity is the album. We're talking to Jeremy Garrett about the new String Dusters release, Laws of Gravity, which I have will be out January 13th. We're doing this discussion a little bit earlier. Your schedule, your tour schedule coming up 2017, you guys hit the ground running, and it's like every day you're somewhere up and through April already. I'm sure there'll be more, but it looks like you're getting pretty busy with this.
Yeah, well, we're totally stoked to have this new record, and so, we're going to hit the ground running with it and put all the new songs out there for everybody to hear, and so people that have seen us in the past can come to a show and probably hear a bunch of stuff they've never heard, as well as some of our favorite tunes, but you always get a different show from night to night anyways, but it's kind of exciting to have new music on the horizon here and getting ready to blast off in 2017.
Enjoy your break at the end of the year, because you are gonna hit the ground running. You're gonna be a lot of dates, man. I look through here and I stop counting, but there's like every day from January 12th almost till already. You may have more, but I have them through the first part of April. The band is gonna be out there promoting this and playing great music, not just promoting this, but just performing, and which I think is a real big part of what the band does. Is I think you guys love live performances.
Yeah, totally.
The cover art, real quick. You and I have changed trade messages about this. You got a big ship going off of the side of a mountain, which reflects the laws of gravity. And I had to joke with you about years ago. There actually was. Did you look into that at all? What I sent?
I did. I googled what you had sent me that link.
Wasn't that? He got sued. Thomas Friedman got sued for borrowing that painting.
Is that right?
Yeah. He had to pay money, and he changed the cover. I happen to have a copy of the book, The World is Flat, the first edition, that has the old painting. That's why I knew. Now it's a coin. Now it's a flattened-out coin.
Is that right? Yeah. It's crazy, and we actually had several people send out some things to us, and I think there were even some other bands that had used that in the past. And we literally had – it's funny. I guess, it's hard to do some new stuff, Maybe there isn't anything new under the sun. Or if it is, it can't be everything. And but it was definitely, a concept, and we had an artist develop the whole thing. There's a video online that shows the whole process of how he created the whole thing.
Yeah, it's a great package.
Pretty interesting, actually.
It's a great package. Listen, it's a great package. I'm glad that you guys present these things and think about all these details and put together something that's always strong. The laws of gravity is just is as good a String Dusters as a collection of music that I think that I've heard on vinyl, not vinyl, but on CD certainly. I really like this a lot. So congratulations to the band, and look forward to seeing you guys out there. I guess they can follow you on a website, probably not hard to find, Infamous String Dusters, and figure out what's going on with the new music and listen, man, enjoy. Thanks so much for making time. I know it's a busy time of year, and enjoy this first. This will air after Christmas, but you say this is the first Christmas with your new child, and
that's
a big time, man. Get out there and get
pretty all nice. It's been fun. I've had some downtime for once in this year, and I've had a couple weeks off, and it just feels real nice to just kind of be around the home and do the Christmas thing.
And here I am taking time away from you.
Oh, no, man. Happy to talk to you, and thanks for your time, too, and giving the Dusters a shout-out. You know, I wanted to let you know I'm going to work on that tune, too.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, no rush. You're pretty busy, so we can talk about that in the next year. But I appreciate everything, Jeremy, and really like this new Laws of Gravity. It's just solid, solid stuff, man. Go on about your business, and we'll catch up next year, all right?
All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.